All right, so get this. We're going back in time.
Back in time.
Yeah, but not like Marty McFly style. We're diving deep into the world of the very first storytellers. Chapter 3 of Joseph Campbell's The Power of Myth,
Okay.
talking about how these stories weren't just entertainment,
Right.
they actually helped shape entire cultures. Pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah. It's incredible how much we take the power of a good story for granted, you know?
Totally.
Campbell really emphasizes how, for early societies, storytelling wasn't just entertainment.
Right.
It was their main way of like transmitting knowledge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and passing down information that was vital for their survival.
So basically, like before libraries and the internet and everything?
Yeah, I think pre-Wikipedia,
Yeah.
even these storytellers were like the keepers of history.
Oh, wow. So they were like living, breathing libraries.
Exactly. They held the collective memory of their communities.
That's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was ensuring that essential knowledge, beliefs, and cultural practices weren't lost to time.
But how did these stories help communities face challenges and stay together?
Well, stories provided a framework for understanding the world.
Okay.
They offered explanations for natural phenomena, guidance on behavior, and warnings based on past experiences.
So it was like a blueprint for living.
Precisely. It was passed down to guide people and keep them connected.
And that's where Campbell's idea of myth comes in, right?
Yeah, he
Yeah.
says myths are more than just made-up stories.
Right.
They're like psychological tools that help people deal with life's big
I've
questions.
always been intrigued by that idea.
Well, think about common themes in myths.
Okay.
Facing fear, overcoming obstacles, searching for meaning.
Yeah, you see those everywhere.
Right. They offer a way to deal with our struggles and find meaning in life's challenges.
So they're a roadmap for our inner world.
Exactly. And by sharing these stories, communities could grapple with universal human experiences together.
Have any myths impacted you personally?
Oh, yeah. There's this one from the Seneca Nation about a young woman who journeys to the sky world and comes back with gifts for her people.
Interesting.
It's always resonated with me. It's a powerful metaphor for personal growth.
Wow, it's like they knew these stories were more than just entertainment.
And the power of stories hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
Think about how we still gather around screens to watch movies.
Yeah, or share on social media.
Right, the human need to connect through stories is still there.
That's true. It's like ancient campfires turned into our modern screens.
Yeah.
But sometimes I wonder if our quick social media stories can compare to those ancient myths.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Like the pace of storytelling has definitely changed.
Yeah, it's a conversation about what we gain and what we lose in the digital age.
I'm still drawn to those ancient tales.
Yeah.
Campbell talks about recurring characters and myths, the hero, the mentor, the
You're
trickster.
talking about archetypes?
What are those all about?
Campbell noticed that certain character types pop up in stories across cultures and time.
Oh, like the hero who goes on a quest.
Yeah, you see it from ancient myths to superhero movies.
Yeah.
And these archetypes aren't just there for entertainment,
Right.
they represent parts of the human experience, like
Wow.
our desire to overcome obstacles, our longing for connection, our capacity for good and evil.
So recognizing these archetypes helps us understand the story better.
Exactly. It's like having a key to unlock the deeper meaning in the story.
I'm really interested in this whole hero's journey idea.
It's a universal narrative.
What do you mean?
The hero gets called to adventure, faces challenges, transforms, and returns home changed.
Wow.
It reflects our own potential for growth.
Can we see this hero's journey in our own lives?
Yeah, that's what Campbell encourages us to think about.
Like we're living our own hero's journey.
He believed understanding these stories could help us on our own journeys.
It's like a guidebook for life.
And by recognizing those patterns,
Yeah.
we understand the stories we encounter better, whether they're ancient or modern.
Okay, so we've explored the power of those early storytellers, those myths and these archetypes.
Yeah.
But storytelling has changed over time, right?
Definitely. From oral traditions to the written word and beyond.
Okay, let's trace that evolution.
Okay.
We've got those early storytellers sharing around campfires,
Right.
but then written language comes along.
Yeah, imagine the shift.
Right?
Stories could finally be captured.
Hmm.
Think about Homer's epics or ancient scrolls.
It's a whole new chapter.
It allowed stories to be shared across distances and time.
I bet the printing press was another big change.
Absolutely. It democratized access to stories.
Right?
More people could get them.
And now we have the digital age.
Yeah.
It feels like it's changed everything.
Yeah, from social media to virtual reality, it's a whole new world.
It's wild.
It's a fascinating time to see how these technologies shape storytelling.
I agree.
On one hand, We have access to so much information and so many voices.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's hard to tell what's true and what's not.
That's a good point.
It's information overload.
Yeah.
And it can be hard to find stories that really connect with us.
It's like drowning in a sea of stories.
Yeah, great analogy.
But it's hard to find one that truly nourishes you.
And that's where Joseph Campbell's work is so helpful.
What do you mean?
His insights into myth archetypes and the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. They can help us be more careful about the stories we choose.
Interesting.
He guides us towards stories with real meaning.
So he's like giving us tools to find the good stuff in this huge world of stories.
Exactly. By understanding how stories are built,
right,
we can find narratives that fit our values and experiences.
Like a decoder ring for stories.
Exactly. And that's what I love about Campbell's work.
Yeah.
He connects ancient wisdom to modern storytelling.
That's so cool.
Showing how those old patterns are still with us.
His book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, is like the Bible of the hero's journey.
Yeah, and he calls that universal structure the monomyth.
And it's everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. It's undeniable. You see it in movies, books, music, even video games.
Like Star Wars.
Absolutely.
George Lucas said Campbell was a big influence.
It's so clear when you see it. Luke Skywalker's journey is a classic hero's journey.
It's amazing how those structures from ancient myths are still so powerful today.
They connect with us on a deep level.
It's like a hidden code.
And by learning that code,
yeah,
we unlock a deeper level of understanding.
We become fluent in the language of stories.
Exactly.
So let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
What are the key takeaways about the power of stories?
Well, the biggest one is that storytelling is more than just entertainment.
Okay.
It's how we make sense of the world, how we share knowledge, and how we connect with each other.
It's fundamental.
Those early storytellers, they weren't just messing around.
Right.
They were shaping their communities.
They were like historians, teachers, guides.
Right. They understood the impact of stories.
And there's that idea of myths as psychological tools.
Yeah, they're not just fantasy.
Okay.
They help us understand ourselves, our hopes, our fears.
I see.
They give us insights into why we do what we do.
That makes sense. And then there's those archetypes.
Yes. The hero, the mentor, the trickster.
Right.
They remind us that some human experiences are universal.
So they're in all of us.
And recognizing them helps us understand ourselves better.
And we can't forget how storytelling itself has changed.
Yeah, from oral traditions to writing to the digital age.
It's been a long journey.
But the power of storytelling remains.
It connects us, inspires us, and helps us deal with life.
Exactly.
I love that. Even though the way we tell stories changes, the heart of it stays the same.
It shows we're all part of this long human story.
It's been going on for ages.
Yeah, and as we explore new ways to tell stories,
right,
we should remember those who came before us.
Okay.
Those early storytellers, they knew how powerful stories could be.
They shaped hearts and minds, shared knowledge, and created a sense of community.
It's like they gave us a torch.
Wow.
And we need to keep that flame alive.
It's our turn to share those stories.
And use them to connect with each other.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder how all this new technology shapes how we take in stories.
Yeah, it's totally different.
We're hit with narratives all day long, from those little social media posts
yeah.
to immersive video games. It's different from gathering around for a carefully crafted tale.
Yeah, I know. It's like fast food versus a home-cooked meal.
Ah, yeah, but maybe we need both in our lives.
Right, exactly. I like that.
There's value in both quick hits and something that lasts.
Right. A funny meme can give you a laugh, but a timeless myth can offer these insights.
Yeah, that stick with you for generations.
But back to this digital explosion for a second.
Sure.
Do you think all this new tech is good for storytelling, or are we losing something?
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
These new platforms have made storytelling more open.
Oh, so.
Anyone with a phone can reach a huge audience.
That's true.
We see so many voices and viewpoints that might not have been heard before.
So the barriers to entry have been lowered.
Exactly. We hear more stories.
I like that.
But there's a downside.
What's that?
We have so much information, it's hard to know what's true.
I feel that.
And it's hard to find stories that really mean something to us.
Yeah, it's like we're overwhelmed by all the stories, but we can't find one that truly feeds us.
That's a perfect way to put it. And that's where Joseph Campbell's work becomes even more important.
How so?
His ideas about myth archetypes and the hero's journey,
yeah,
they help us be smarter about the stories we choose.
Okay, that makes sense.
It guides us towards stories that have depth and meaning.
So it's like a roadmap to find the good stuff.
Exactly. We understand how stories work, and we can find the ones that resonate with us.
Oh, Like a secret decoder ring for stories?
Yeah, and that's what I love about Campbell.
Okay.
He bridges the gap between ancient wisdom and the stories we see today.
He makes those old stories relevant to us.
Yeah, showing that those old patterns are still alive.
Speaking of Campbell, his book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces.
Yes.
It's all about that hero's journey, and he calls this structure the monomyth, right?
That's right. And you can't deny how influential his ideas are.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Think about huge movies and books.
Like where?
Star Wars, The Matrix, Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Good examples.
They all use those ancient patterns that Campbell explained.
Can't talk about Star Wars without thinking of Campbell.
Right.
George Lucas himself said Campbell was a big influence.
Yeah. Luke Skywalker's journey is the hero's journey.
It's incredible how those structures from old myths are still so strong today.
It's like they speak to something deep inside us.
It's like a code running through all these stories.
Exactly. And if we learn that code,
yeah,
then we understand them on a whole other level.
So we can appreciate those stories even more.
Right. It's like becoming fluent in the language of storytelling.
That's awesome. So let's back up for a minute.
Okay.
What are the big takeaways about storytelling that we want our listeners to get?
Well, first off, we need to remember that storytelling is not just for fun.
Right. It's deeper than that.
It's how we understand the world, how we pass on knowledge, and how we connect as humans.
It's a basic human need.
Think about those early storytellers.
Yeah, they had a big job.
They weren't just telling stories for entertainment.
Right.
They were shaping their communities.
Wow.
They were the historians, the teachers, the guides. They really got the impact of a good story.
It was more than just a job to them.
Yeah. And we can't forget about myths as those psychological tools.
Right, not just fantasy.
They help us understand ourselves better, our hopes, our fears, and why we do what we do.
And what about those archetypes?
Yeah, the hero, the mentor, the trickster.
They're everywhere.
Exactly. They remind us that some human experiences are universal.
We all go through similar things.
And recognizing them helps us understand ourselves even better.
And we also talked about how storytelling itself has changed.
Yes, from those old traditions to the written word to this digital world.
Technology changed it all.
But that power of storytelling, it's still here.
It connects us, inspires us, and helps us through life.
That's the beauty of it. Even though how we tell stories changes, the core of it remains the same.
Yeah, I love that idea. We're all part of this huge human story.
Yeah. That's been going on forever. And as we find new ways to tell these stories.
Yeah, like using all the new tech.
We should remember those who came before us, those early storytellers.
They really understood the power of a good story.
Yeah, they used stories to change people's minds, share knowledge, and build a sense of belonging.
They passed the torch to us.
And we need to keep that flame going. You know, share those stories and use them to connect with each other.
It's our turn to tell those stories.
Exactly.
It's amazing how those ancient stories still matter today. It's like we're all connected by this thread of storytelling going way back.
It really shows you the power of a good story. And Campbell's work reminds us we're not just watching the show.
Yeah.
We're part of it. We help shape these stories.
So it's not just about sitting back and enjoying it?
No, we all have a part to play.
We're all storytellers.
Exactly. We all have experiences, perspectives, and stories to tell.
And by sharing them,
yeah,
we add to this giant human story.
It's like a huge tapestry, and we each add our own thread.
I like that. And as we add our stories to that tapestry, we can use those tools that Campbell talked about.
Yeah, those archetypes and universal themes.
They can help us make sense of our own lives and connect with others.
And inspire us to make a difference.
It's not just about listening to stories. It's about using them to understand ourselves and the world.
That's the key. We're not just passive. We're active participants.
I love that. So we've gone deep into storytelling with Joseph Campbell.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah, exploring where it all began.
Yeah.
The power of myths and those archetypes.
Before we finish up, I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
When you see stories in your everyday life,
yes,
in books, movies, conversations, even your own thoughts,
okay,
remember you're a storyteller too. Share your story and connect with others.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into storytelling.
It's been a pleasure.
Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep sharing your own stories with the world.